Let us all kneel and bow three times in reverence to Venerable Panasada. Okay, today's Dhamma talk by Venerable Panasada is Finding Your Dhamma Door. Let me give a brief bio data of Bhante Panasada. Bhante Panasada was ordained in 1992 by Grand Master Xing Yun of Wok Kwang Shan, Taiwan. He received formal monastic training at FGS Sung Lin University and graduated in Mahayana Buddhist Studies. Bhante also studied Theravada Buddhism in Myanmar and Sri Lanka. Venerable is actively involved in social work as well as in giving Dhamma talks in the country. And Venerable is also have a center in Seremban. Okay, let's put our hands together and say sadhu three times. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Is it going to connect to that? No. Okay.
Okay, very good morning. Happy New Year. Today's talk, Finding Your Dhamma Door. 找你的这个法门 No need. In our Buddhist, a lot of people said there are many Dhamma doors. Especially the Mahayana said, wow, you 84,000 法门, 84,000 Dhamma doors and all this and that. 84,000 also represents the 84,000 defilements. So the 84 doors in what we have mentioned in Buddhism is the defilement we have. And the Buddha have 84,000 method how to overcome your defilements. This is what we call. But when we start to learn Buddhism, or they have many schools outside, got Theravada, Mahayana, and all this. And they have a lot of methods, a lot of various kinds of, even in form of puja, devotion, very colorful, all sorts of things they have. But the point is that as a Buddhist, we must understand one thing. The Dhamma Vinaya have only one, they don't have two. The Buddha have mentioned in the Udana, he said, the ocean have one taste, the taste of salt. The Dhamma Vinaya have one taste, the taste of liberation. So what we are learning today is the way to liberation. And what is called liberation? That is more important. What we define is liberation before we find the door. So liberation means that we are overcome or liberated from suffering. Or suffering, or woman, or totally take a cool high, or totally go full hoy. Then what suffering is really what he mean? Suffering, no money is suffering. Suffering, no money is a sum of suffering, worldly, material suffering. Your loved one, your parents, or your loved one had departed, the suffering of passion. Of love, when someone departed, get away from you, you suffer. This is also some sort of suffering. Sometimes, when you're in the office, a lot of politics. When you are very, even you don't do and disturb people, you look my kacau lang lang mu ai kacau lu la. Oh, na mai kong lang ai pai wei lang mu suka kong lu ai pai wei. Oh, jealousy. or hatred. Also, this also is a form where we created suffering within in our inner self. Yes or no? Oh. So there are a lot of suffering. And this real suffering is only temporary suffering. But what is more important, the Buddha have mentioned the suffering is what? The suffering of our, in the life of samsara. They keep on rebirth in a different state. That is the most important thing that where we want to liberate. It's not that bolui le sai ke ku la ke zo gang de wu lui xiao. Ah, it seems like this. But the point is the suffering that from the suffering of samsara. Means samsara means that you keep on rebirth into different states. The state is due to your accumulation of your karma. Because of your karma, you are transforming yourself into different state to become animal. When maybe this life you do something good, you become deva. Then after become deva, time come already, your karma, your good karma exhausted, then you come back and fall into a different state. And might be very fortunate you come back to become a human again and meet some good friends, yes, no. So this is the samsara that we are suffering. 我们在这个六道的轮回呢，在不停的在苦，所以苦在哪里？苦就是因为我们在六道轮回，不是苦没有钱。 It's not because we have suffered because of money and this. It's the suffering that we are keep on repeating, turning from this view of samsara, keep on changing from one state and another state. 从什么? Because in every state, we are always 生老病死. Means we have birth, we have old age, we have sickness, and we're going to death. So in every state, you cannot go run, you cannot hide, or you cannot run away because of the karma that you have accumulated, whether good or bad. So the dharma that what we want to learn today is to find a way how to liberate ourselves from this samsara, the door. So there is no only one door. It's the door of liberation. So today what we are learning today, in any forms, whether you do charity, you function ye hao, you do dana, you do everything, all the intention is to accumulate two things. One is to develop punya, marriage, and with the marriage, assist you to develop the wisdom. And with wisdom, only you have the opportunity to liberate from samsara. So, in we practice every day. We do punya. Punya means that if we practice without punya, a lot of people, without punya, is what? It's like lohan to kungpo. Like arhan, if you have wisdom but don't have punya, 没有那个福报，没有这个福, like罗汉托公婆, in Chinese now we said, even the arhan where he gained enlightenment but he have no wisdom, I know, he don't have marriage, means everywhere he go and pindah but no people offer him food. If a person have a lot of marriage but no wisdom, is like an elephant wearing the garlands. 这是呢，这个大象戴璎珞，就是说一个大象没有智慧， no doubt he wear a lot of garlands, very beautiful, but he don't know how to, you don't have the wisdom. So if you don't have the wisdom, it's like a lot of people nowadays, a lot of people are rich men, they are very rich, but they don't know how to utilize the material wealth and all he have to develop and create good opportunity for himself to gain wisdom. So this is why we are now looking for a Dhamma door. Basically, in the practice of Dhamma itself, a lot of people may encounter what we call it, various tradition, and the traditions are very important because no matter what tradition you go and learn, the objective is always what I have mentioned, is to liberate from samsara. If you learn any dhamma, 就是你学什么佛法, 你去参与 by in the form of devotion, because by you in the form of devotion. A lot of people, maybe they practice by using the method of devotion. They come and pray, offering, do this. But by devotion, praying, arising of faith. But if the faith is not guided with wisdom, then it's a problem. Yes, no. Then you become superstitious. You see, outside nowadays, you see like the, recently also the newspaper, Lu Tai Zhang, one from where? It's a Mr. from Taiwan, Lu, Lu Tai Zhang, Lu 什么叫什么名? A lot of people go and attend it. And these people, they assume that they are Buddhist. Are they really Buddhist? He have some supernatural power. People have thought about this. Is it? He have some special spiritual power that can help him to help people to overcome certain issues, especially financial issues. So people like to visit him and solve a problem. But in when we come back again, when we use a devotion, really this thing can solve your problem? Because Buddha, in Buddhism, we talk about karma. The body, speech, and mind that you have accumulated. The karma that you have accumulated is the consequence that the fruits that you will bear the fruit. So in your daily life, what happened to you is because of your action. It's not that who created, who have done to you or something have done to you. Because when your behavior, your ethics, your moral ethics, your mentality, way of thinking, your thoughts, your view is not correct, therefore, you will come up, the outcome of the result will be not correct. Yes or no? So the problem is not because that person can solve your problem. It's because you are lacking of what? You are weak. Maybe you are not able to, 我们讲的,你的内心是弱,你没有智慧, you have no wisdom. And yourself don't have the courage to face problem. So you want to need fast result. So you have to get some people to give you some hints and give you some advice whether how to overcome these issues. So so a lot of people by devotion, they might have problems of practicing Buddhism. So when the Dhamma though, if you have not a proper guidance, that is a problem. So in this in the Theravada tradition, the Buddha have given a method, methods how we practice, to how to practice. So in based on Theravada, because I will give you different versions of tradition. Because why? Because a lot of people might have what we call the affinity, or maybe they have the inclination more towards Theravada tradition. And some people might have inclination to Mahayana tradition. But basically, when you become a very serious practitioner, two of these traditions have a very different way of thinking and practice. Definitely. But a lot of people, when you are become a very common practitioner, beginners, usually you will be able to differentiate between these two traditions itself. Between the Theravada tradition or the Mahayana tradition. And you assume that they are all the same. But when you come to another level or higher level and a very serious practitioner, then you will come to have a very different distinctions between both tradition of way of practice, understanding, even in the form of devotion, and love, or even a lot of things are different. So as we as a teacher, we should always give you option, how you see which one is the best for you to select. And important is what? Important is that you must know that what you learn, you must know, no matter for either in the Theravada tradition or the Mahayana tradition, you must know, or the Vajrayana tradition also. You must know the tradition itself, well versed the tradition itself. In the Dhamma, in the context of Dhamma, in the context of their practice or their devotion. You must understand them well. You must understand them and what is the objective and how they practice and how is the 他的次第的修行, 要把它很清楚的, 把它呢, 你清楚, means that the stages of the gradual practice, how the stages go, you must understand it. If no, then it's difficult. Because then another thing is that when you practice, you cannot compare with tradition. You cannot compare Vajrayana, Theravada or Mahayana. You cannot make that, oh, I'm now learning this and they are, these are different, and you cannot compare. When you start to compare, there is a lot of dispute. This is, as a Buddhist, we should always understand this. When you, your inclination is more towards, for example, to Theravada, then you just focus on Theravada. Then you put your effort and achieve the results that what you have, your effort and the result that you have you put in. You must know, because when you practice, you should know that every stage you go, you practice, you will always become happier, blissful, healthy. When you start to learn Buddhism, if you start to have a lot of defilement, a lot of hatred, then that is not Buddhism, because you are not towards the way of liberation. No matter any stage, yes or no. When you learn either any tradition, when you start to be hatred, a lot of superstitions, these are not actual proper practice of Buddhism. When you start to have this, you should, when you learn Buddhism also, 每次个人学佛的人, 他应该越来越轻松, means very easy, 自在, and very happy, and can get along with people, and you have, we are very compassionate, loving. These are the qualities and attributes through the process when you are practicing. The attributes, and this all are the way that how you think and you generate out from your action. Because Buddhism cannot show by only by philosophy. You know? When you talk about philosophy, then it's a you gong m sik zo, it's not correct. So when the Buddha always mentioned that, if how you want to recognize a good practitioner, it's through his behavior. It's not through how good he can speak, you know. A good speaker maybe can cheat you, you know. A lot of good honey, very sweet taste, sweet words, and they can cheat you. So that's why you see a lot of newspaper people will get cheated because of just some nice words. Because people always like to listen to nice words. When you have harsh one, then they don't like. That's enough. That's why when we learn Buddhism, we must always reflect and contemplate why we do come and do puja and why we want to come and do. These are the small requisites when you come to do devotion. Like for example, today do morning chanting is to first, you know how to do dana or offering food, offering, because ordinary you won't do any offering to people. So the best way to do your practice of dana is to offering light, offering food, offering to the noble one. Yes or no? So it's a form of doing selfless to eradicate your greed. You know? Then when you come here, then you bow, you make yourself comfortable, and you are humble, and to overcome your ego. Why you bow? Because you respect your teacher. Or you venerate your teacher. So you learn something to be humility, humbleness. This is where you start. So devotion is a form of practice where you created an atmosphere and together. And it's important to come to center to do prayers, not at home. When you pray at home, you pray for your own self. My mother, my family, you do only for yourself. You wouldn't do for anybody. When you come to centers, you will think about more, think about people. And your mind will, and your heart will get open more because you will think about more about other people. And the Buddha is not your Buddha. It is 不是我的佛,是大众的佛. It's a public one. So everyone, devotion is different. And when we come to group practice and chanting, he will develop an environment of discipline. You cannot become lazy. You cannot, 你不会懈怠, 你不会怠慢. Because why? Because with a lot of people practicing, you will be very cautious so that you yourself not to be careless. So come to group chanting is very good. The purpose of group chanting is good. A lot of people, they like say, I like to do at home and don't do this, never think like this. This is what I have mentioned. So in the Theravada tradition, the Buddha have provided what we call the gradual teaching, or we call it Anupubhikakatha, or in the Theravada tradition. That means that there is a gradual discourse. So everyone need, first thing, must have what? Must have a compass. 就是说你一定要有一个法, you must have a Dharma. So the Dharma is that, first, you must have which school you have to select, and the Dharma, that which one you want to practice. That is very important. Because if you don't, then you're not able to move forward. Because you want to see the result, you must know that from on the 次第, or means when we say the ground, the bhumi that where you stand, you must always remember. So the first thing what you should do, you must take refuge. If you without refuge, the first door is to taking refuge. If you want to practice Dharma, you don't take refuge, then you cannot start. So you must have the faith, the Dharma, the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. That is the first thing, the first thing you have to do. I speak a very Mandarin, maybe somebody should. All English or 还是不会听英文? All English. All can understand English. Okay. So I speak a little bit of Mandarin also, like in case. So the first thing, you have to take refuge. Or 如果你要学佛，你都不三皈依， 那你学什么佛呢？ So because why? Because you must have no doubts towards your teacher, the Buddha, and you have no doubts towards the Dharma, and no doubts towards the Sangha. If these three things are you have doubt, then you are guaranteed you cannot achieve any fortune. 你不会有成果. Because the first to enter the stream means if you want to become noble, practicing the Dharma itself, they have two. One is to liberate from samsara, and number two is to create a noble way of living. It's two. That's why the noble way of living is the punya, and liberate from samsara is we call the wisdom. So in order to liberate the way of the noble way of living, the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, if we want to achieve this state or liberation from samsara, the doubt towards your teacher, his teaching, and his community, you shouldn't have doubt with them. If you have doubt, definitely, then you will query. That means you are not able to achieve like entering the stream or entering the path. 如果你要学佛, 你要进入那个见道位, 我们讲见道位, because entering the stream means entering the path, is that you have no even a single slight of thought of doubt towards the Buddha, the Dharma, and Sangha. If only we have these three very strong confident, 这个佛法身，你如果没有他有一心， then you are definitely guaranteed to rebirth in a good state. That is the beginning already. 所以你学佛法，你的入门means when you enter the door, this is the door of the teachers, the Buddha. Who is the Buddha? You should know that. Buddha means the enlightened one. So the enlightened one means what? He tells us that we can also be enlightened like him if we practice accordingly to his Dharma. And we seek advice from his students, means the noble Sangha, the Arya Sangha, or the member of the Sangha, the community. So it's important that the first path to learn. If you said you have learned a lot of Dharma, read a lot of Dharma, but you still have doubt, then Kong Simi Bun Si Kei. So, 第一个法门其实说你不能有疑惑疑心，对三宝的疑心。如果你有对三宝的疑心，那呢你讲什么都没用，你读到多少都没用，看多少都没用。When you start to have confidence, that means that you are very strong already, determination. This determination, then only you can have the sense of urgency, means that 你有那个 samvega, or in Pali the samvega. The sense of urgency that you want to liberate. Without the sense of urgency of liberation, you will not able to practice. Why? You just only believe. So a lot of people will start to only believe in Buddhism but not practice Buddhism. 是信佛不是学佛。信法即唔係學法。我哋喺學法唔係信法。信冇用嘅係咪係幫唔到你。你喺學。學點咩呢學係點樣做法。You learn how to become a Buddha. Yes or no? Right, you must learn how to become an Arahant. You must learn how to become this is the important point, you know. It's not that you believe. No point of belief. So belief become a faith. Oh, 我相信。相信又怎样？不用吃饭啊。不用做工啊。You believe, but you have defilement. Can I help you also? Yes or no? Like, see, like when the Buddha want to enter Paranibbana, he said, oh, I want to pass away 3 months. Oh, another just crying. Oh, yeah, let's see that one. Cham liao la. I'm so ho. Oh, he keep on crying. And I said, what should I do? I said, I thought you is my cousin. Then you can help me to become Arahant. The Buddha said, sorry la. What's your video? You have to take care of yourself. Yes or no? It's the same thing like this. So it's important that you have to learn how to become. We have to, they are our symbolic of object of reflection. Why he can become Buddha? Why he can become Arahant? Why he became like Ani Wului? Like people are very rich. Why he become rich? They are the reference point for us. Why these people are so happy? They are reference point to become an example of reference source. Why he become like this? So we ask him, hey, why look unhappy? Why to me look unhappy? Why need to be a Buddha? He said, Muye ma, you can ask why he become like this. Then you learn from his the path, the full path that he have learned. Definitely is correct, ma. You don't learn something from people who are bankrupt. Hey, to me look bankrupt, what to look? Only you, ma. Then you will become bankrupt. Yes, no. Definitely, ma. You don't learn from somebody who are ignorant, you don't learn somebody who are stupid, yes no? You don't learn somebody who are not, yes no? You should learn somebody who are better than you, then well off than you, then you learn from them. You don't follow them, yes or no? This is the way what we are learning. So, when we learn the Dharma, we must always, the Buddha has said, you must always have your mind must always clear. Your mentality must clear. That's why you must have this. Then number two, you must have a good teacher, Kalayana Mitra. You must have a good friend. You must have a good spiritual friend. Without good spiritual friend, nobody going to advise you. Nobody going to guide you. Or nobody willing to share with you. And who is the best spiritual friend? Maybe you a boy or your husband. so close to you. If both of them learn Dhamma, so both of them will always share. Yes or no? And you can get spiritual teachers from people who are practitioner, people who have gained result from the practice, or teachers who have people who have very noble, people who have really observed the precepts. These are people that you can become your good friends. Because without good friends, you are not able, very difficult. Because sometimes people were not honest to you. Because without good friend, he will never tell something honest. Because you like to listen to good words, always people will polish lah, polish you, polish. Oh, no, happy. When you're happy, finally you fall. That's why you need somebody who really tell the truth and tell you what is your weaknesses, how to gain more strength, yes or no, provide you more encouragement, yes or no. Or like meditation is like this, like for example, we go to meditate, our teacher always said, you sure can one, don't worry, go, hardworking. Yes, no. And when you feel a lot of hindrance, you have a lot, when you are down, when you have a lot of difficulties, the teachers always give you a lot of support, encouragement. Then only you can learn Buddhism, slowly by slowly. A lot of people will learn Buddhism halfway, no. I want to become join other faith already. Because it's a bo power, cannot help me also. I have so many problems also cannot solve. So maybe other things can help me, got power can help me. Then a lot of people have a lot of disappointment during in the progress of the practice, face a lot of disappointment, a lot of things like So we have met a lot of Buddhists, you know. They give up for without any reason. And because of what? Because they have no friends, and they have no mentors, no supporters. A lot of Buddhists also have problems like that. Because they come to temple, dana, wah, kia, kam, kalai. Some people come to temple with kia, I go. Come to temple for dana. Pay money. Wow. Every time give dana ka kya ka siam niya. They will try to run away. Because they thought some people were, because this is true, you know. Because based on my experience going to 30 years already, I can see that a lot of some devotees, because some temples, when they do a lot of activities, they are charging. So the people, so Buddhism is not in the temple, you must understand. You come, you learn. It's not because you Buddhism, what you have learned, you have to bring back home, no. If you just learn, if you practice Buddhism, you only come to Shalom, only you get happiness, then no point coming here, no. The happiness must always everywhere, no. You must learn, you must understand, when you learn Buddhism, the fofa is, every day is, within you, no. But in your heart, in your heart, you go to where you are always happy, happy. 如果你只是来到沙朗佛学会，你只是快乐，回家不快乐，那个不是学佛法， it's not Buddhism already. If you just only come means you are failure, because you really don't understand Buddhism. 如果你学佛，你真正学的佛， you have practice already, that means 你时时刻刻 your contemplation means I say, Buddha Nusati. The Nusati means keep on mindful. So what you have learned, you must always mindful everywhere. It's not only the Nusati means that you must be mindful everywhere, every time, every 每一刻每一秒, every second, every minute, you must be mindful. And the Dhamma is always as your reference, as a reflection. The Buddha is always your symbolic of achievement, your objective. 哦，我要成佛，我要做菩萨，我要做阿罗汉。That is your object. Or like for example, it's example when you want to go for, when you study university or go to for PhD. So the PhD is your, is the ultimate result that you get. Even you are working hard, is it, to achieve the result? Yes, no. It's same like this. When you want to become Buddha, the Buddha is like a PhD. So you are working very hard to strive and to achieve that level. So when you achieve, want to achieve that level, means you must have to create the environment, the opportunity, and environment. You must create the environment, the condition. If you don't create the environment and condition, how you can get the result? Yes or no? So what we are learning today is what we said, that we where how to find the Dhamma Door. The Dhamma Door is that you created the opportunity, created the environment, and how we move to follow the path. So that is the correct way. Oh, so don't be some leong. Some people say, oh, I like to learn this. Then I like to learn that. I like to learn that. Suma pun, oh, there are suma pua tang sui. Oh, yes, no. A lot of people, they learn, they like to learn, then they learn here, learn here, learn there. So, 佛法讲, 一门深入, you say, you have to learn from one. One is one, the Dhamma Vinaya. It's not one tradition. You learn one, the one is what? You have to learn how to achieve Buddhahood. 所以呢, 一门深入, 很多人呢, like Mahayana, 很多都会给说, 我们念佛一门深入，念法这个一门，这个一门深入是属于这个佛法的一门深入，而不是在一个宗派的一门深入。Because why? When you understand the Dhamma itself, that means like the Buddha have mentioned, like many streams. Because everyone individual have a lot of different capacity, temperament, inclination, all are different. So individual maybe have different ways of adaptations of practicing the Dhamma, whether any tradition. Because you have individual have their own karmics, burden or karmic property of good or bad. So the individual have their ways of facing, when they practice the Dhamma, they have a lot of good and hurdles have to face. So everyone is different. So learning Dhamma also, you cannot compare. 哎，我的是最好，你的不好啊，他的最好啊，其他的不好啊，那个不可以的。 We as a teacher, that's why the Buddha when he gives the discourse, why there are so many teachings? Because the discourse is to treat the individual problems. Because a lot of problems of individual, but the ultimate objective is what? Liberation. But the medicine is different. That's why today, what we are sharing here is to tell you that in this Theravada tradition, they have the way of practice of how. So like for example, like in the Mahayana, the In Sun Tao Sen, you think of In Sun Tao Sen, he's one of the great teachers of one of the Taiwanese great masters of In Sun. He has said that the practicing Dhamma, he divided into three. This is 五乘共法, 三乘共法, 大乘不共法. He have divided, he summarized into, for example, into three types. 五乘共法 means that the human, the Deva, the Buddha, the Arahant, and the Bodhisattva share the common practice. What is the common practice? Taking refuge is the important point. Okay? The five precepts are the common. So whether you are the Deva, Asura, Deva, human, Bodhisattva, Arahant, or the Buddha, they must practice this. Taking refuge, the first thing. Second, observe the five precepts. Must have the correct practice, the correct establish the correct view, and make vow to become a Buddhist. These are common. So, like these are common practice to us. We must always maintain this type of attitude. That's why this is called attitude. Without a proper attitude, that means that you're not able to establish the path. The path is very important. So like for example in this Theravada, they have mentioned the Anupubika Kata, we call the gradual instruction. How to take step by step methods to approach and how to practice. So the practice is a door, it's a famen, a practice. It's a way, it's a path, the door. So when you the door is the where it will help you to open. When you enter the door, when you can see the result. So like for example in the Anupubikata, he mentioned dana is the first important practice. Now why dana is important? Because this is the beginning path of entering the door where you train yourself to be generous. Generous means that is to, what is the purpose of generosity? Is to become less selfish, less jealousy. Because when you are generous, you are willing to share. Or generosity means not only giving money, you know, don't always, all of people think, oh, generous, that you, I hold you. No need that. You can do social work. You can spare your time. These are form of generous of sharing. Sharing your food. For example, your house got a lot of big rambutan tree. Then you can share with your neighbors. This is a way. When you gain a lot of things, you have your knowledge. You have your wisdom. You can share with people. You see, a lot of people, like for example, like in academics, a lot of these professor or these researcher, when they have a lot of ideas, they dare not to share with people. They afraid people will steal their ideas. Yes, you know, some sort like this. So they are not willing to share. Like people who have more time, they can spare their time to do charity work, or they have they have a material wealth, and they can do dana in form of material. Like in form of money, food, to offer. Or you can have time, and also you can spend, like for example, give people a smile, or people who crossing a road, giving some effort. This is the form of sharing and generosity. That's why the purpose of generosity and dana here is very important, is because it's to eradicate the self, or the selfishness. Because when you are selfish, and you are greedy, then a lot of negative, unwholesome, or negative activities arises in your mental state. That is the obstacle. That's why when we learn to liberate, we have to eradicate all the obstacle. It means the hindrance. So, in order to eradicate, the Buddha have something that positive, good values for you to practice in order to arise good mental activities. That is the purpose. It's not because to go luho. It's to create that situation or to create the environment for you to develop good activities, good thoughts. That's why when you start to learn Buddhism, selfish, greedy. That means it's a problem. Why? Because this I say, because you don't understand. When you really understand, then you should know that these are obstacles will hinder you to move forward, to achieve blissful states, happy states. Yes or no? So number two, in the Anupubikata also mentioned about that. The way of to practice morality, sila. Because sila is another level of creating merit. All these tao, generosity, virtues, all these are punya only. Punya means because when we liberate, we need to. One, so fu hui yao shuang xiu. We call fu hui. Fu hui the meaning is fu is punya, and your功德. 慧呢就是这个智慧，这个鸟如果没有福，少了一个 ，it cannot fly. So it's same like this. 福慧一定要双修，means 福慧一定要双修，系讲你有福冇慧又系冇智慧又冇用，有智慧冇福气都系冇用，所以呢个两个一定系 impair 嘅。 Because when these two pair come, then only you achieve. Huh? So, 戒 huh, means sila. Sila 就是呢, 修为, huh, from your body, speech and mind. How you think, your bodily action, and how you talk, or how you conduct yourself. Because sila is to teach you how to conduct. Why? Because with proper conduct, then it's because of relation. Because when you have good virtues, your relation is good. Because without good conducts, you have created environment, tense environment. Because why? Because people will fear of you. Yeah? Because you need conduct. So you cannot create affinity, good environment. Sila is a tool to create a good communication factors, environment, relation. Without good proper conduct, you cannot. Because people might, nowadays, I see, like a lot of people when we interview, I talk, very difficult, Sifu, when I go to office, I don't kacau, people also kacau me. You say, like, how to become good conduct? People always backstab me. I also want to backstab them. How to, I said, don't be like this. Because like got one case, got one devotee, he come to talk to me. He said, "Ayo, this are my servant, very give me very problem." He said, "Last time my servant very good. He said, nowadays this servant, he said, even wash the toilet, also not clean, and he always grumbling. I said, "Please lah, don't grumble, because he also, you don't pay him very much." I said, "You must be kind to her, and give him pay more. Maybe she work harder." I said, "No lah, this girls are cannot this like this." I said, "You cannot like this, because you must treat your servant as your family members, you know." I said, "No, next time he become your toke, reverse back, and he will grumble you." I said, No, you said cannot like this. I said, "You cannot be like this." He said, "Last time the servant clean the glass very clean and this." Yes, now I said, "Now pay so little. If you want to very clean, if you so rich, man, you can get 5 persons to clean. Sure, clean. Ma. Why you get one girl to clean up the whole house, man?" I said, "3-story whole house, one girl, one ama to take care. How to take care?" I said, "Ne cheng ng ko le, bao ne gan cheng ng ko." Why you dare not to pay so much to clean up the house? And then keep on. I said also, when you keep on talking, I said, "Nah, you mou beng, you gong to chao beng chule. Mai ka gong yan beng, you yao beng." So you sometimes just like this. That's why I told her that don't like this. I said, "You must treat your servant." See, like Sigala Vata Sutta have mentioned, you must also treat your servant like your family, you know. You cannot take it. I said, "I pay him like this, you must work like, you don't know how." That's why, this is, I said that, virtues is very important. Virtues means that you must the five precepts. Five precepts are called fundamental precepts, universal precepts. Sa Tao Ying Wang, Sa Tao Ying Wang, Qiu. These are called fundamental, or these are universal. Whether you are Christian, Buddhist, or any religion, you cannot kill people, ma. Other religion can kill people, ma? Cannot, ma? Can you steal? Can you take something that does not belong to you? You cannot, ma? You know, you cannot telling lies, sexual misconduct, and taking intoxicants. And these are common values. So these type of common values cannot be common. They've been practiced by everyone. Yes or no? You are not taking people's right, and also you respect other people's right. Yes or no? This is the fundamental, and this. Virtues is the requisites to become human, you know. The first one, generosity, is to create that in the next life you become very wealthy. But the second virtue is the requisites that is the ingredients that will give you the opportunity in the next life to rebirth as a human being. 你做人，你没钱使，你几痛苦，系咪？所以前面，你系做布施多，你大你好，你 become wealthy and rich. Because you have, only you can give. Because you poor, then only you cannot give, 嘛。Yes or no? 因为你有，你才可以给。因为你没有，你才不能给嘛。 啊，就是这样的意思。所以呢，因为你有，你不舍得给，那个就等于你苦咯，你就是没有嘛。你因为你一路想你没有，也 keep on thinking that I'm not enough. So although you have a lot, but you say I still not enough. So you cannot give 咯， because you keep thinking that you are poor. That's why you cannot share. That's why in many cases, you see, like in a lot of stories, you see, like one old lady, Buddha, when giving it, buy the oil lamp, have heard the story, the oil lamp. You see, one old lady, when rich people buy the oil lamp, go and put the puja oil. But one very old lady, he spent all her money with sincerity. That's why important is the sincerity. It's not how much you give. Your sincerity, your faith, the faithfulness. So when she offered the lamp to the Buddha, when the big wind come and blew up, all the light go off, only remain the old lady, the single lamp keep on lighting. Why the Buddha said, why the dead lamp so powerful? It's because of her sincerity. He's willing to share to offer the light with all what she have 啊，就是这样。所以我们学佛我们就讲那个什么呢？就讲那个这个诚意那个诚心同个诚意那很重要那个诚意好像不是说你 how much you give, it's not how much you willing to give, it's not 那个诚意是很重要的所以五戒是做人的根本means with the five precepts is that you is the is become a human to rebirth a human and also with the five precepts you will not be rebirth as deformed you will never become handicapped you will not be able you will not be born as handicapped this is the first thing so number three is the saga the Buddha said you must think about heavenly beings. So, heaven beings is not like a sun. No. A lot of people are, recently I have given a talk. I have a guidance for the University Islam Malaysia and also with the UIA, Student Islamic. The Islam people always ask me, ini umat Tuhan, itu dewa banyak-banyak sembahyang. I say itu bukan... In Buddhist context, they are not. We didn't define them as God. These deva are different states of beings, of different. They have different wisdom, and they are categorized as levels of wisdom and punya. So they are rebirth in that state. They are not gods. For example, you are sender one. Sender 2, Sender 3, these are different levels of capacity of states of mentality. So in all the cosmology, in Buddhist cosmology, we believe that these all levels of beings, of realms of beings, they are different states of beings in the different levels due to their karmic property. And we respect them because of their good deeds and their good action and their wisdom. So you respect your teacher, you respect your professor, you respect your elderly people. It's a way, it's like this. So they are different stages. And these people, when they have this state of karmic property, so they are categorized as this vata of deva, like Brahma, Mahabrahma. When you meditate, you reach the level of meditation to rupa jana, arupa jana. So you are categorized into different Brahmic level or different states of levels. And these are the names. And they are not gods, you know. God is only for Christian. Sinner is a paisan, and then I got Taoism. Buddhism, we categorize them as the beings of different states. Of different level of beings in the different stage. And this level of stage is also our objects of reflection in Buddha said. If you haven't reached the ultimate stage, the Arahanta stage or the Bodhisattva stage or the Buddha stage. So these are the different levels of like Chatur Maharajika. Sita Tenwang. We see in outside, we see that God say that Thiên Vương is like the Deva. Chinese got Chinese style, lah, huh? Indian got Indian style. The Chatu Maharajika represents of their qualities of practice. So individual beings have the quality of practice. So like now we are practicing. So we observe five precepts, we do dana, sila, bhavana. So you are when the time come, if you have not achieved the fruition of arahanto or bodhisatta or any stage, then you will move into another level of higher being. We call higher being stage. And that stage we call the blissful stage. With rupa and arupa stage. This is when we talk about this. So then, number four, in the Anupubika Katha, Buddha had mentioned the gradual teaching. One important thing is that the danger of sensual pleasure. You must be very aware. 你要知道那个危机,危机,贪念的危机,your sensual pleasure, your passion pleasure. These are the desire, or the what we call the urge, or to search for just enjoyment. And these are obstacles. No matter for ordinary people, maybe have money, have BMW, have house, a beautiful wife, and they're very happy already. Yes or no? These are obstacles. They enjoy this. But for meditators, when you sit down, it's not because of money. They enjoy the bliss of the meditation state. This also is danger. So you don't think that all meditators are just not because they do money, they do nothing to enjoy. They enjoy other things, you know. They enjoy in the state of sukha, piti, upeka, the blissful states of the meditation, the stage of meditations of the eradication of defilement. So they reach to another level of state of blissfulness and happiness. So if they enjoy at that stage, they will cannot break through. 所以呢, 修行呢, 不是只是说你只是快乐有钱没有钱老婆, 不是, 那种呢, 只, 那种欲望呢, 或是世间的欲望, 修行人的欲望呢, 更危险。 修行的人的那个欲望, 很危险, 做什么呢? Hey, very easy to obstacle them to move another path. And a practitioner, if they reach that level, if they have attached to this type of sensual pleasure, then he must get somebody is higher than them to guide them. People who below cannot guide them already. Like for example, in the Mahayana said, the arahant, ordinary we cannot guide him already. When you attain arahant, nobody can guide already. Even the bodhisattva also very difficult to talk to the arahant. Only the Buddha can talk to them. Only the Buddha can guide the arahant. But that's why the distinction between the tradition itself. Because in Theravada, the ultimate practice of liberation is to attain the arahant stage. 是最圆满了. But in Mahayana, Buddha is the ultimate stage. And before attain Buddhahood, he have to use the vehicle of Bodhisatta to achieve Buddhahood. So they are different, the different perspective of this both tradition. So this is what we said that. Okay? So number five. Q&A. number five, he said, Nikkhamana. Nikkhamana means renunciation. Renunciation means it's not that you give everything, you know. Renunciation means that you are, your mental states are not in the state of greed already. You're willing to share. Because of the four things, everything above you have practiced, so you are able to renounce. Renounce means that outwardly renounce and inward renounce. So renunciation means that you are states of equanimous. That is renunciation. Means that 你没有这个平等心. 你有平等心, 你才有这种. So renunciation, a lot of people said, have mistaken. 学佛了, 什么都给了, 什么都不要了, 我 renounce 了, 我什么都不要. 是错的, It's not because you, it's not, it's, is in Buddhism that if you are not possessive, it's not because you are renounced. When you are possessive, you cannot renounce. 你可以享有，不能占有。 Renunciation 的意思是这样。 You can enjoy everything what you have, but you don't possess. It's like this. The meaning is like this. 所以你可以享有，你有可以 BMW， 你可以有车，你有什么，不过你不 possessive， 你有可以很多钱，你可以很多努力。那出家人是什么呢？出家人就是要有道，就是说他一定要有那个道很深啊，不是呢在物质很深。那在家中呢，for people he can have everything. He can work hard. He can earn money. He can have enjoy. It's what he have earned, but he's not possessive. He willing to share. So number six, only number six, then only you have to practice the Four Noble Truths. Four Noble Truths only by renunciation, then you start to learn the Four Noble Truths, then only the path of no Four Noble Truths is the way for liberation. The first five, first four, all are punya. So in the Theravada, in the Udana, the Buddha have given this discourse to his training. In the details, they have this provided in Dikha Nikaya also they have, or the Majjhima Nikaya also have, or the Majjhima Nikaya 51 also have. Based on the text, I'm talking now is based on the Theravada text. This is... any question to ask? Q&A?
But the thing is, do we need to be renounced as a monk to cultivate?
Okay, see. Even in Mahayana Theravada, the stage of renunciation is one is inward and one is outward. Only when in Theravada, you can get Sotapanya, Satakagami. Only when you reach Anagami, then only you must become a monk. Because you have to transform to become a monk, then only you can get Arahanta stage. This is in Mahayana. So, as a layman, you can become, you can gain a level of a fruition of a pala, the pala and the maga and pala. The maga and pala can be achieved even by layman. In this Mahayana, even you reach the eighth stage of Bodhisatta, even you before reaching the tenth stage, or the Bhumi of tenth stage, you can become Bodhisatta, you can become practice as a layman. That's why in Mahayana you see, 观音菩萨啦，什么菩萨啦, 只有地藏菩萨才是光头的, 其他的菩萨就是在家中的, 是不是? 所以他认为就是说, 修行呢, 在家中都是可以修行, 不过只是说, it's only thing that they are the capacity, because individual, if you become a layman to practice, maybe you have to face more difficulties, or 你更多的挑战, more challenge. Become a monk, they have different challenge, or both have challenge. Nowadays, are equal, nowadays, monk also a lot of challenge, so many things, 很多的这种外面的一些, 引诱, 人有啊，这什么东西，什么 pattern 都有了，nowadays like handphone also, handphone also many brand 啊，是吧？ When you start to have all these sort of things then you also forgotten what to practice already, because you keep on following the trend of the technology then you will start to be forgotten what you want to do, So this is the problem. But basically, you have no problem if when we talk about practice of enlightenment, of liberation, everyone have equal opportunity. Like for example, when we in our meditation, like for example, our Zen meditation. When you go to the Zen meditation hall, 你进入那个禅房, you are not allowed to bring books lah or anything. Everything is, when you go inside, he said that, you already buy a coffin outside. If you 如果你不能成功，你就死在外面吧。他说，That's why it's a way of motivation. In Chinese motivation, we go for, like for them, I have been many retreats lah, in the Zen style one. Oh, they were ready a coffin for you one. It's a way of motivation. And the second point is that they won't allow you to bring books and ideas. They have no. So, 里面没有什么东西是你的, inside, nothing belong to you. You already give yourself to the temple. So this is the way how he created that you are selfless. And just focus on practice. And created the environment. So, in Theravada, when I go to Burma, the practice, they are very simple. Morning breakfast, ding-dong, you wake up. If you are lazy, you won't wake up. You cannot get the breakfast. You know? Then when you meditate, they don't care. You just let you to you do your homework. Then only have some time to get some interview. So when you interview is not good, I say, well, the chief will say, so lazy. Huh? Why are you sitting there? This is where I in Burma lah, meditate. So the rules there are more flexible and they have not much restriction. When you go to Mahayana, it's different, no. Mahayana meditation center are 49 days. For the 49 days retreat, we must sang an qi, xia an qi. One day, sitting, I think it's zhou san se dim, to ye ma sa a dim. The longer sitting is 2 hours, you know. Your leg cannot move, no. Once you move, it wreck you. Hello, da le, pia, pia, pia. So you see, if nowadays we organize this our training here, we will get caught. No, they will make report. No, because the monk are so cruel to whack people. No, if you go really, when we go to when Taiwan and China, we go for this sitting. We also same. Nighttime no food one. Also same. But when you start walking, you meditate, you are not mindful, they will start to whack you. Hey, Mlene, Pingo, he just whack you, hit you, ta lo ni chao san, siong, my big, because why no? They don't care, no. They always, the instructor keep on monitoring you, no. Don't let you to be lazy. This is the difference, So they just, 我们叫那个, whether you are practicing the 主持禅 or 那个禅话头, they don't care, they just, so there are a lot of pattern, they're running here, running there, a lot of skills is different, actually, the skill and technical is different, that's why, when you come to this practice, in terms of achieve this higher wisdom or to achieve liberation, they have no between whether you are layman or monk. Everyone is equal. But only thing that because your environment is different, so you maybe face different difficulties or obstacles. Like for monks, they have their own challenge, and laymen have their own challenge. This is like this only. Because why we renounce is because we make a vow to protect the sasana. Because 出家咧就係虛佛慧命。 Because we want to prolong the sasana, because only then we have to become a monk. Because without monk, the sasana will not be keep on exist for a long time. So, any question to ask?
Morning, Bante. I know that you mentioned many times the Theravadin path and the Mahayana path are quite different. You cannot mix. Now, I'm always curious about this emptiness in Mahayana tradition. Is it similar to the non-self thing Theravada? Is it, can you very simple, in a simple term, explain what is emptiness?
Okay, you see, in emptiness, actually in Theravada they have, in the Chula Sunyata Sutta and the Chula Sunyata Sutta and Chula Sunyata Sutta. But the concept of emptiness in Theravada do have mentioned, but not in elaborate. But in Theravada, they talk about, because the school talk about school of, because Theravada belong to the school of analytical. So analytical schools, they analyze the Dhamma, the Nama and Rupa into different states until the state we call non-self. You see? So this is what we call the Theravada. So we call it the school of existence. Or we call the Vijayavada school, the school of analytical. In Mahayana, the middle path is the important, the Four Noble Truths, the Eightfold Path, the Noble Path, the middle path is the reference point where we develop into the called the school of emptiness. In Theravada, in Mahayana, they have a different way of hypothesis how to interpret this. This is the material. Spelling kamu ha material. Kamu, aku buat tak material. The material state is called the four lah, huh? The four and the mental state, huh? So it's called okay. You see, in Buddhism, both schools have different ways of interpreting these two states, the material state and the mental state, divided into the material state, the kaya state, the vedana state, the citta state, and the dhamma state. So, Theravada in this analytical, so he dissects dissect it, and all this state into finally state we call the non-self. So non-self in Theravada, in the Chula Sutta, he's defined as sunyata. But this state still have exist. But this is a bit good. So in Theravada, they call it, that's why they have Pugalavada, or the school of Pugalavada, but we call it existence. So then, 他就讲, 有法, 有, Still, because he dissect all these states, and discovered that all these states are only conditionality. Due to conditionality, everything is conditioned, cannot be. But the conditionality, because they still remain, we call it Dhamma. The existence is called Dhamma. In Mayana, they also see this thing like this, Kwate Mingya. But when he come to this state, he still refine it into this state, into another level of contemplation. Because this conditionality also is a state. He defined this. This condition is a state of... No essence. So this he defined as emptiness of Dhamma. Like this. Huh? No, it's not that it's nothing. Everything is conditioned. Only thing that arise and fall come together. Oh, everything must be have no individual existence. Anything cannot be individual. In this one wu, 这个世界一定要有条件因缘，所以因缘果报. They must condition. So when they have condition, only come to an existence. This existence is not real. Because this existence is due to condition. So this condition have no essence, so it have no self. It's non-self have and no essence, so it's called emptiness. It's like this. It's not because everything is empty. Oh. 不是说什么都是空的. So in that Tamo Zhu, last time got one story. Oh. Got one great master said, oh, I meditate. I achieved the highest level of emptiness. So the Bodhidharma wag his head. Wow, tiamano emptiness. Only call it empty, man. Empty does it both here. No tiamano emptiness. So he must, you understand, that is conditional. It's not because when you talk about emptiness, it's not because everything is empty. It's no. Everything arises. You cannot, because he here means he talk about the middle path. Anything cannot be annihilated and anything cannot be fully existent. So, 空的意思不是说什么都没有，不是这样子。 You understand, the in between of two extremes. The middle path. Actually, emptiness is the middle path, actually. In Mahayana, I believe like this. But 这个, 要讲这个, 要很深, 要很 advanced student, 特别的课才可以讲, 如果一般人讲, 咩都轰啊轰啊, 不用走了, 很多人, 所以有时, because only when this, actually what we learn all this, is only when we in the process, we understand it as an object of reflection during meditation. Because when you meditate, now we are talking about meditation. Every stage of meditation, you must have an object. That's why a lot of people are meditate. What's the simimimbo? Bo liao si liao. You must have object. Whether you must understand, because the object is the stage of your achievement. When you, for example, when you have in Rupa Jhana. So you have to, when you want to achieve the non-material state, you have to use the material state as the object to discover the non-material state. It's just like this. So every meditation, you must have an object of contemplation and object of the review.
Venerable, so based on these conditions, all this...
These are under vipassana. All must be under vipassana.
Yeah. Where is karma coming into this picture?
Oh, the karma activity keep on continuous working. Now you are talking... The flow of the karma is continuous, non-stop, intentionally, unintentionally, knowing and not knowing. You are creating the karma itself. It's a natural phenomenon. It's the natural. It keeps on. Like for example, now you're sitting, you feel happy, you feel cold, you feel hot. These are all arising of karma because all these are your sensations are keep on working like a very artificial intelligence. Your body is just a big generator, a big computer. It keep on creating plus and minus. The bytes, your body, your mental set have very big storage, hardware storage, and self generate electricity, So information I keep on storing inside that storage automatically, and this computer keep on moving. Only how he trigger is your intention. So your happiness and non-happiness is the mind focus, manasikara. When he start to focus, pinpoint, then the thing come out. It's like just pressing the button. So my body has a whole computer. And You know, our body, the generate of the note is exactly like computer, no? 1 and 0, no? Binary system, no? 1 plus, 1 plus, no? either 1 plus or neutral. 1 plus, neutral. That is. And these notes are ciphered into codes, into 1 and 0 codes. Like. Our mental state is like this, no? If you meditate slowly, you will discover this. Then you will keep on seeing like metric, no? All the numbers.
So, Venerable, is it true by saying that if there's no trigger, then the karma will not materialize?
You see, no, it's not no trigger. Because you aren't aware of it. Because as a meditator, so liao liao qing qi, qing qing chu chu, he keep on noting and know what is happening. A good arahana know what is happening, you know, now and then, very instantly in the present moment. We do know it's a big problem. That's why we'll fall down. We'll fall in the lower state. An arahant or a great practitioner, their mind are so mindful that they know any every moment things are happening. Every, not minute though, 每一个刹那, we call chana. You can see, and that is raising, falling, life and death, keep on raising and falling. That's why he will know that our this one, life and death is just, you can see a duration. But a meditator can see life and death with every movement. So he bogan see, you go can see me see. He is more afraid about the karma rather than death. 你的因果更危险, 你死不怕, 因果更可怕, 是吧? 一个修行的人, 他是怕因果, 不是怕死。 死有什么好怕? 因为你因果是造化你未来要去哪里? Because the karma will destiny where you want to go. That's why if you do, you cannot control the, you cannot maintain and to take care of the karma in the proper state. That means you will fall in any state that you cannot control. 所以那个叫什么?随业。 那你修行的是什么? 是叫随缘。 随缘呢,不是说随便出来买随缘, 那个是错误的。 很多人讲,随缘啊,随缘啊。 佛陀的随缘的意思是什么? 他是知道那个业力的一个原理, 这是叫随缘。这个随缘这个字呢, people outside 乱乱讲, 我们中国字那个随缘, 不是说随缘, 五个好,十个好, 不是这个意思, 随缘的意思, 所以我们呢是一般, 我一般我们随业, 随业是说, we cannot control our destiny. We cannot control our karma because the karma will always lead us where we fall. We cannot control it. But when you are cultivated, when you are liberate, the karma is under your control. So you can 来去自如. That's why all the arahant, where he want to go, where he want to stay, where he want to travel, no problem. Because he already can control the karma. Not control, but he can take care of the karma. The karma, he know how to use it like this. 叫随缘, Okay? 有什么要讲吗?
Is there any other question from the...
Besides this, how? Other question?
Venerable, I would like to just seek for understanding clarification. Just now you mentioned that one shall not have doubts when learning, we shall not have doubts of the teacher, Dharma and Sangha.
Yes.
So when you say that, it's actually probably, is it refers to those who already started the practicing? Because for those who initially, they come, they just want to discover.
Yes.
Yeah. If we enforce that you shall not have doubts, then it's no different like other teaching that you can only just believe and do what I said.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I say this, don't have doubt here, means that you understand the Dharma, the Vinaya very well already. Because doubt here means that for a beginner, you can inquire, can ask, and you can clarify the issues. Doubt here means that in the achieving the entering the stream in order the fittest the first one is to eradicate the doubts. Doubt means that you have already faith in the Buddha, the Dhamma, Sangha means that is the arising of Saddha, doubt here means arising of confidence. Means the confidence here means that true wisdom, confidence arises that there is no doubt. Here is the what we said, saddha. So the saddha here means it's not belief. It's that you already have a clear picture that what you do, what you practice, you already know the result. That is meaning of no doubt. Means that 你已经知道这个结果。 因为你在修行的时候呢，你已经没有疑惑。疑惑就是说， when you practice the Dhamma, you already realize the result. And this result will never lead you to downfall. That is what we call eradication of doubt. So when you first you said the Buddha, means the Buddha, he's the enlightened one. So you have no doubt to the enlightened one, for example, like this. When you come to the Dhamma itself, you must practice, and when the practice is not just on belief, but when you practice, you arise the result that you have already, means you are the Magapala, you have already understand it, so that doubt will overcome. Usually this is only for people who already practice. Yes. Yes, definitely is correct. Because if you see the sutta, most of the students have doubt only ask the Buddha. But after talk already, enlightened. So the doubt is already erased. To clear the doubts. Yes. A lot of questions to ask. Actually, in Buddhism, the devotees keep on asking questions. Ka Buddha meng wa chui wei. Devotees will gong wei. In olden days, all the people have issues and doubt then when they ask the Buddha. Yes. Okay,
any question? Not we'll close today's session.
Okay.
Bhante, can you share the merits with us?
What we have learned and practice. We transfer the merits to all our departed relatives, friends. May they share this merit. They will be liberated from samsara and achieve the highest bliss. Today, we also transfer the merits to all the deva and the local deities. May they also rejoice and achieve the highest bliss of nibbana. And may wish them will bless you and protect you. And finally, we request the blessing from the Buddha and the Dhamma and the Sangha. You always provide us protection, good health, and finally achieve the highest bliss, Nibbana. Sadhu.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Let us all bow 3 times. On behalf of the Shalom Buddhist Society, I would like to give an ankama to Bhante.